Pocket the face.
Right. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, man. Yeah. We got two special guests in the house, man. Mr. Organic and Tall Guy, man. Let's get it.
Top of the mookers, man.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. We got a special show today, man. Before we get into it, guys, patreon.com/freshfit, where you guys can see all the exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff of me kicking out unruly and annoying girls off the show. You guys want to see the Frank Castles and everything else like that, see the behind-the-scenes, we're wearing the, you know, kicking them out into the hallway. Go ahead for all the craziness over there. Yep. And then what else?
Zoom calls as well.
Zoom calls, guys. Yep. We have, for all our higher-tier patrons, at the 97 and 200 tier, we do one weekly Zoom call per week. We're going to do our Zoom call probably tomorrow, guys.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So 8 p.m. So get ready for that. Also, merch, guys. Obviously, you guys want to get the... when girls reschedule dates, I punish bad behavior. and then the Fresh Fit Podcast shirts. Link is below. And then also, guys, we're on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. Every single platform that you guys listen to podcasts, we're on there. Just make sure that you listen with headphones, because you will definitely get fired from your job listening to us.
And also, follow us on Twitch as well. We just made an account. It's live right now on Twitch. Go follow us as well. Cool. And then the party May 15th is going to be lit. Hella bad chicks. Mr. Organic is going to be there.
The God.
The God himself. And it's going to be lit, guys. So party May 15th.
Yeah, man. Party May 15th. Get the tickets below. We'll put the link down there, guys, if you want to join for general admission and for VIP. Jump in. Join us. Meet us in person. You know, shake hands, kiss babies, all that type of thing. There won't be any babies there, but you guys know what I'm saying. And then what else are we trying to
sell?
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah. Other than that, man, let's introduce the guests, man.
Guests of honor.
Yeah.
So, we know who you are. They should know who you are by now, but if they don't know, who's Mr. Organic and who's Tall Guy?
You know, have no fear. Mr. Organic is here.
You know? You ain't go with the four.
Yeah, I ain't go, shoo!
There you go.
Have no fear. Shoo! Mr. Organic from OrganicLifestyle.com is here. Ooh, that was a little bit of goddamn who that was, Slim.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, without the guitar, the straight raw voice, man. But yeah, Mr. Organic, man, the one and only, the 6'6", 230, you know what I'm saying, sturdy, rich nigga, you know what I'm saying, came here on this earth to, you know, apply pressure through finance, positivity, and prosperity, man, you know, and just keeping it pure and positive at the same time.
Ferocious. We're happy to have you here, man.
Man, I really appreciate being here, man. Appreciate
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Everybody can't do that. That's Mr. Organic. I'm just Tall Guy, brother. Call me Corey Slim, Tall Guy, Tall Guy Carvey's, whatever you want to call it, man.
Yeah. You're too humble, bro. You're too modest, man.
You put us both together, we top of the moop, man.
Yeah, that's true. Top of the moop. Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so first question is, guys, how did you meet and start your YouTube career?
Oh, man, the story about us meeting is legendary.
Yeah, it is.
Basically, we was at we started off in knowing each other from playing basketball.
Yeah. And when I came home from prison, I met him.
Yeah, he came from prison. He met me. He was on the same like basketball team, like a rec league or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was on the same team and shit like that. And you know me, I was playing, getting my points off, killing and shit. Boom. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, I heard, you know, I probably had about 30 at half. So it was like, I know nigga ain't coming for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on the court like I'm finna get 50 this half. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just bending down at the half court resting, you know what I mean, like Jordan be doing. And then I heard it go, Earn, I look over, and this nigga come on something, hey, man, I got you. And I look like, no, you don't, nigga, man. Get it out of here, man. You ain't coming for me, man. Like, what are you doing? So like, hey, man, I got you, man. I'm like, hey.
No, we got to pause there. So before this, you know what I'm saying, everybody got subbed out, right? So mind you, at this time, I still got a bracelet on my ankle. Yeah, so when I came home from prison, I had a conditional, obviously, parole, but they didn't give me ISR. So I had just a bracelet. So my first two months when I came home from prison, I had a bracelet on. So, you know, I'm getting time that's granted from my parole officer to be able to go to the gym, to be able to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to transition to a basketball player. You know You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I come, and I had a few hiccups and a few problems before at this time, and my little brother was with me. His name's Officer Jones. Well, you know,
yeah, Officer Jones.
Yeah, he got his YouTube channel. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? And that's my dog, my right-hand man. But he, we went, and everybody got subbed on the team. So I'm learning about basketball just like everybody else, right? Well, everybody else have been basketball players, but I'm learning as I'm here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody gets subbed on, and nobody's subbing this nigga, nobody. Right? So I'm like,
they wouldn't dare.
Nigga's scared to sub this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I ain't worried about that nigga. You about to come out the game. You know what I'm saying? So next thing I went up to him and said, hey, man, I got you, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nobody else grabbed this nigga. Uh-uh. So I'm like, nah, this nigga about to come out the fucking game. You know what I'm saying? So next thing I go and did, I say, hey, man, I got you. And he just looked up. He was bending on his knees like this. Uh-huh. You know, when he looked up at me, and I said, yeah, you out, man. And then he was like, and he just looked back forward and just ignored me. Now, mind you, though, the last person that did that to me, concussion. You know what I'm saying? Head split open to the dome. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't like none of that. It's disrespectful because then you pretty much telling me do something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I just had a situation where I almost, you know what I'm saying, goddamn got sent back to the clinker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my little brother, so I looked at my little brother, and my little brother was like, no. And I was like, I don't know how, man. But I made my little brother a promise. I would stop. You know what I'm saying? So I look at this thing, I said, so I walked off the court with the goddamn dry mouth.
Oh, man. Yeah, because he had to walk back off the court. Because he walked all the way to me half court in the center court. Yeah. And I'm looking like, man, come on, man. How dare you even touch me, really?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what I was thinking, like, what? Niggas don't come in for me. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't give a fuck. Yeah. And I didn't know him like that, so he didn't know me like that. He didn't know we was two, like, real ferocious people, but we didn't know each other.
Right.
So he goes back, sit down, and I'm just sitting there. You know, I'm going, we continue the game. As I'm looking, this nigga just staring at me running down the court. He just look, you know, he got them green eyes too, so you can just see the extra goddamn illumination. Extra illumination on the eyes staring at me. I'm like, man. So I got my nigga PJ who know ball. I'm like, man, what's up? This nigga keep staring at me, man. This nigga, I said, man, I need the guy to join. That nigga crazy. I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, all right, okay, shit. And then after that, we finished the game.
I hated that nigga.
So after that, from then on, he hated me, right? So we never talked, nothing. I see him in passing. We play like the little in the gym. We never talked to each other, no nothing. And then I think he went to school, right?
Yep.
And he start coming back, like working out in the gym. And I'm seeing him like, damn, okay, I this nigga putting in work. Because I'm always the person, I'm the only one that put in super work, like working out and doing all the extras. So I never seen nobody else doing it.
Right.
But I see him coming back from school, going in the gym, working out by himself. Only me and him in there. He got an extra shake. He got a little food. I'm like, this nigga going. He putting that work in.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out one day. I'm like, hey, man, you going type crazy, bro. I see you getting bigger and shit, man. You doing good, bro. He's like, all right, man, whatever. Like, this was calm. Like, kind of blew me off. I'm like, all right. But he listened. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then after that, he just went to school. And then as he at school, it was like, we still wasn't that cool. You know what I mean? But he was like tuning in to my shit on Snapchat and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So we basically got cool through like Snapchat. He watching my Snapchat, so I'm just talking crazy.
But every time I came back, he'd always try with me. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just nigga.
Yeah, so I kept trying to be cooler with everything. I knew I realized he's the cool nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing what he doing. He going to school. I heard about his story. He was in prison. I'm like, damn, it's actually a cool nigga. So ain't too many like us. So I try to break that barrier, like, man, I see what you're doing, but he still was like stiff on me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, you know what I'm saying?
And this is in Minnesota, right? For the people that don't know, you guys, what part of Minnesota are you guys from?
Well, he's actually from San Diego,
yeah,
California.
Originally from San Diego, then I moved to a small town in Illinois, but I'm originally from San Diego, California.
You know what
I'm saying? I moved to Minnesota, I was already like 25, 26.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an old ass nigga, so. You know what I mean?
Ancient dinosaur.
You guys were the youth center, right?
Yeah, but it's a
well, it's
a
not a youth center. Yeah, it's a basketball academy. So we trained NBA niggas. It could be D1, D2, D3. But, you know, most of the time during the season, it's children because, you know, all the overseas, they overseas hooping.
Yeah.
All the people in the league, they in the league hooping at that time. So it's like the only people that's available in that time span on season is kids that once they're done with school, then they come get the extra training, you know, top tier kids and all that stuff.
So I've been watching you from the Honda days, right? Like I told you earlier when we spoke. What made you kind of transition from the youth, like the basketball place to like YouTube and commit to that? Because I know like you guys are making money from that, of course, but like what made you say, you know what, I'm going to stick to YouTube, see how it goes, and then put some faith behind that?
Well, I'll say it like this. So after I became, and we're going, so it's going to be a full circle spin back to what you're talking about here, right?
Okay.
But just to kind of finish where we were with him. How I met with him is he, when he was trying to be cool with me, right? And this is going to be full circle back to what you just asked me.
Yeah.
When he was, you know, being trying to be cool with me, right? And I'm sitting there, and he's hearing about me, and I'm hearing about him, right? And then next, you know, I'm watching his Snapchat thing, and he was like a real personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's everything that y'all see. He's always been this way. I'm talking about when nobody knew this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, when, like, it was, like, funny. It was like, this nigga, because, but that's how you knew, like, really manifest yourself to be who you want to be. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga would be this way every day on Snapchat. It was just the funniest shit ever. Right? And even though I didn't like him, I was like, this nigga, like, I never didn't like him for how cocky he was. Or
that's what I did to him.
Or, yeah, it was just what it you was played with me.
Yeah. It was the basketball thing. It wasn't him. It was that one instance where, yo, I'm subbing you. Like, yep. Nah, fuck you. I ain't
and you disrespected
court.
Me. Yeah. And I done went for nigga upside nigga's jaw for way less. Oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So to do that to me, you know what I'm saying? That was unheard of. I never, in 4 years in prison, no nigga ever played with me. Right. So for this nigga to do that to me and I'm free?
Right.
Oh shit, that was bad. That hit a chord. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So it was like getting past that, and then we becoming cool, and then he keeps showing me love and showing me respect, and I'm like, and I'm hearing different things, and I'm around him, and I'm watching shit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also watching Snapchat. I'm seeing he's a personality. He's really funny, right? And he's saying shit that, you know, just isn't socially normal, right, to say, but I agreed with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So I've already, like, noticed that hanging out with him.
100%. You know, he's an ignorant motherfucker.
No,
you know,
it's awesome,
saying?
Though.
But it's dope, like, yeah. Because the shit he's saying is, like, it comes off as really ignorant, but he's actually really smart.
Yes.
And he has a whole different part to him that a lot of people don't know if you can't scratch past the surface. But it's a lot to scratch by with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once we became cool, and then, like, you know, we were working together, because I ended up getting a job there, right? And he was already working there. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother story in the day. We could tell another time. But then I'm around him a lot, and I'm seeing him in the office, and he's making shirts and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so by the time it kind of just happened how we were cool, right?
Right, for sure.
But when
all
it happened, it happened.
Working together so much, we doing camps, we together fucking 12 hours all day, tired. So eventually, you either going to not fuck with somebody or you are.
Yeah.
And we were around each other so much, we so got that similar mindset, eventually we became cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it just organically happened. You know what I'm saying? From the negative, it turned to a positive. We working every day. We talking after work. We there for hours. I'm learning more about his story, learning more about me, seeing how I move. I see how he move. And eventually, we just became, you know what I'm saying, freaking frack, man.
Yep. And now, just spin back to what you asked me, right?
Yeah.
So seeing him, you know, after we're cool, this is a nigga that really, really wanted to be, like, famous, right? And he was a nigga that really had all these different niches, you know what I'm saying? These, like, real niche things, and he's building merch, and you're like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, this was things I never wanted, you know what I'm saying? So I'm watching him every day at work. He's stenciling his sweaters and shit, and I personally was like, this nigga ain't got it all, but I fuck with him because I ain't got it all, so I take one to know one. So, you know, I buy the merch. You know, he had his rap shows. I come to his rap show, there'd be three motherfuckers there.
They always say, goddamn, first was 10.
It was like five max.
Three.
No, it was like five max. I'm not even going to lie to you. It was like five people max. And he was up there, and he was doing his Mr. Organic thing, right?
Yeah,
up there, going dumb. And I'm just like, man, I'm like, keep going, brother. You know what I'm saying? But he was doing it, though. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, by the time it came to me to do YouTube, here goes the full circle. So my nephew, when I came home from prison, shout out to my nephew, Baby B. Like, he told me to make, like, a Facebook when I came home from prison, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the fuck Facebook was.
Right.
Because the only thing that, when I was in prison, before I went to prison, was MySpace.
Damn.
Yeah.
Me and you are right around the same age, so I feel that pain.
The only thing before that was Black Planet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So so I'm like, shit, I don't know shit of what the fuck is Facebook. Mm. So he told me to YouTube, and I said, what the fuck is YouTube? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the next one, he said, YouTube that type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, so I found out about YouTube, and then what happened was I started teaching myself. I taught myself everything to YouTube, how to build my credit.
Damn.
I taught myself how to get cars. I taught myself, you know, how to play basketball through YouTube. Nobody taught me shit. You know what I'm saying? I self-taught myself everything.
Yep.
But once I found out about YouTube, I was like, you know, because it was crazy coming home from prison, and you could just type in something, and then you could it just shows you. I'm not a good reader. Like, I can read good, but, like, I don't retain knowledge well from reading.
Right.
I retain knowledge from visually seeing and somebody breaking it down really slow for me. I'm a slow.
Reading too.
Yeah, I'm not with
I
that
listen
shit.
I Audible books, if anything.
Yeah, visual, everybody got their ways that they retain their knowledge, right?
Yep.
So it's like, I could read, but I used to read in the hole when I was in prison just to go to sleep because it would make me sleepy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so just to get some sleep, I would read. You know what I'm saying? But, so I found out about it, and then next thing you know, I started finding out, like, you can literally find out everything on this shit.
Right.
Yeah. So then next thing you know, I started looking up things I was passionate about, like cars. I always loved cars. I never wanted to come home and play basketball. I wanted to come home and do cars. But the thing was, it was like I had an opportunity. My brother told me I got tall. I could do this basketball shit. So fuck it. Let me give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? Worst was come shove, I can always go back and just do some car shit, right?
Nice. Yeah.
So I said, fuck it. So I did it. And then next thing you know, when I was doing the basketball shit I had always hated and never liked, it was like, I want to look at why I'm doing this basketball shit. It was like an insta of me, and that's how I looked at basketball. So it was like I eventually wanted to get to cars, right? Ain't that crazy how it worked? But then next thing you know, I started like looking up different things, how to build your credit, get certain cars, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then I find the cars I like. And then I started finding like there's people that really just vlog their cars, right? Like, and I didn't know what vlogging was.
Car vloggers.
So, yeah. So I just stumbled across people I really fucked with that had the cars I liked. And then I would keep watching their videos. I didn't even know how to subscribe to somebody for years. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah.
You just like manually search them on YouTube.
All the time.
Like, all right, watch this guy. Yeah, versus like get the notifications.
Or if it popped up on the initial, like, yeah. But usually it was always, I would just search for the people I fuck with, find out their name.
Who was somebody you watch all the
Street
time?
Street Speed 717.
Street Speed 717.
Yeah, Street Speed.
Yeah. That was my nigga. That's the one I was watching 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Because he had the car that I wanted. Cool personality. White dude, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was kind of crazy to see it. And I'm like, damn, this is kind of cool. What the fuck he doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And even though he white and I'm black, it was still like, you know,
inspirational.
It was inspirational to me. You know what I'm saying? I like the content he making. I wasn't making it like a race thing. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I like what he's doing, right? And he was pretty universal across the board to me for it to stick with me. So I was like, damn, I like him. He white. I can't really relate to him. You know what I'm saying? As far as like upbringing or life or whatever like that. But I liked him as a person. And I liked the content he made.
Right. And the cars was the common denominator.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, you know, it would be like by the time I got done with basketball and everything, I blew my knee out and all that shit. I'll give you that story later. But then
that was crazy.
Yeah, it was
but
nuts.
That's actually like a means to enter what you went to too. It kind of connects.
It did. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That shit was nuts, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So then I was like, shit, I had a Hellcat and I was like, you know, I had a Hellcat for months and now it's going to fall back to him. It was, I wanted to do a YouTube. I'm like, well, shit. I'm watching him every day and all these people I fuck with. And, you know, everybody has these cars and this cool shit and this fly shit, but nobody's teaching people how to get it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's making it seem like every car's bought cash. Everything is this, everything is that, but nobody's giving the blueprint on how to get these things. It's just, I got a lot of nice shit. Watch me be entertained, right? Which is cool, and I was entertained. But what about the people that's like me, that had to take the background like me? They want to know the blueprint, because when I was watching their videos, I was wondering how the fuck they were doing it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now that I did it, I said, I want to show other people how to do it. My way wasn't perfect. I was broke as fuck at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I want to show people I got it, but here, look, I'm still broke, but I'm going to show you how I did it, and maybe this might work for other broke people that are like have the same situation as me, and you got to take that long back route. So then I went to him, and here goes where it goes full circle.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a camera person. I'm not a person that likes spotlight. We talked about this at dinner, right?
I'm not
a person that's like that shit. Like, even though I'm an extroverted person and I could talk, I got personality.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that was just something that was seamless on transferring on camera. You know what I'm saying? So I tried it. I felt stupid as fuck. I said, man, I'm done with that shit. I ain't doing it. But then my little brother, Officer Jones, was like, bro, fuck it. Just do it. And I said, yeah, bro, I felt stupid as fuck, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, even editing myself, I'm like, why the fuck am I looking like that? Why the fuck do I sound like that shit? I was critiquing myself so hard.
Yeah.
So I went into the office, was at work the next day, and I went to the office and I asked him and our dog, Mac Irv.
Shout out to
Mac Irv, man.
Stream his music, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I went in, and he fuck with y'all podcast heavy,
too.
Yeah,
he do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's dope. That's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to him, man.
Shout out to Mac Irv.
Yep. And I told him, I said, hey, man, I went to both of them. I said, you niggas don't make fun of me, right? Because I don't like being made fun of, right? So it was like, definitely if I'm being serious, right? If we crack a joke, cool.
That's one thing.
But if I'm being serious, don't make me feel stupid for asking a question. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
So I went to him, I said, what do y'all do? Don't make fun of me. And I said, how the fuck do y'all? Because I watched this nigga make a music video one time. It was no music in the back and he was dancing. And he was like, it was the weirdest shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he'd be dancing. There's no music, right? He'll have something on his phone or he'll just be voicing it and knowing it in his head.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn, that nigga look really stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, but you got to have a vision for it, right?
Yeah, I knew that
this is what he did.
Right.
So I respected him for it. So I said, hey, and I watched him do all this behind the scenes shit. So I went to him, I said, hey, so how do y'all do that shit? Like, don't you feel stupid? And he was like, yeah, but you got to just say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then nigga was like, man, you got to hit the fuck it button.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, okay. Well, I kind of imagined it like Dexter Laboratory and then Dee Dee hit the big red button. That's the fuck it button. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. So I went home And then I said, fuck it. And I talked. Because at first I was trying not to cuss. Mm-hmm. I was trying not to be like me. You know what I'm saying? Because at that time, like, it's normal on YouTube now to see, you get on YouTube and you see niggas doing cars and shit like that. But at this time, it didn't exist.
To give people a timeline, what year was this approximately?
2000. I created my channel. I'm going to show you how long I was bullshitting. I made my channel in October 2016, I believe. And I didn't put out a video until like February or March of 2017.
Oh, wow.
And I had my Hellcat. Mm-hmm. I bought that in January of 17. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I was just like bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like I said, it wasn't a social norm to be like how we are on YouTube.
Of course.
And getting paid and all that shit.
Back then, in 2016, 2015, and the early 2010s, it was like prank channels.
Right.
If you didn't do a prank channel, it was very tough to blow up. Yeah. And we were talking about this yesterday after the podcast, like, vlogging, guys, for those that don't know, is by far the hardest way to grow on YouTube. It is tough. And it's like, when you were saying, like, I feel stupid doing this, whatever it is, I felt that because I've walked around with a Sony A6400 and like a GorillaPod walking around like this. And like, I'm like, bro, I can't do this. This is the worst.
Nah, it's top level.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a whole other thing.
You gotta hit
like
that fucking button, man.
Yeah,
you
know, man. So like, for anyone that's a content creator, like, you know, whether it's, even if you're like on TikTok or anything, you understand that like vlogging and shooting yourself alone, even with your cell phone, it's like weird sometimes.
Hell yeah.
People look at you like you're crazy. So I feel that, man.
Yo, but I'll say this though. When he's vlogging, right, it was all educational. He broke down, okay, you know what? I took an L here by doing this, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You try this. Mm-hmm. And like, real talk, I used to watch like car vloggers as well.
Appreciate it, bro.
Oh, yo, how do you think he's getting these cars? Are they buying them cash?
No one tells you, yo.
He broke it on, you know what? This is what I did. Learn from me.
Lease, finance.
Exactly.
You pay for it. You
know, the only guy I know, man. So
I
want to
say this too. Yeah. So
thank you, bro.
Because you're right around my age, Slim. So like, we grew up in like that MTV Cribs era.
Yep.
Right? So you just saw the finished product.
Always.
You would see a rapper's house. You know, back in the day, like, go down memory lane, right? Like,
right.
Early 2000s, right? You watch MTV Cribs, you watch your favorite rapper. Oh, this is my house, whatever. And it's like the same thing all the time. It's a big-ass house in L.A., wherever it is. And then they show you, let me show you my movie room. And then they show you Scarface, right? Every single rapper, bro.
And then
favorite
find
movie.
Out it was not even their real house.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like those days with cable television, whatever, you just saw the end product. But with YouTube, now you see how it's done.
Which is
why I think, personally, we were talking about it earlier at dinner, I think, you know, YouTube's going to overtake cable television
more,
in the next 5 years.
Nothing connects more than YouTubers with their support system.
Exactly.
Just more hands-on and like you can really, you live with the people. Like I always tell them, y'all not living through me, y'all living with me.
Right.
Y'all see me climb this mountain, y'all was there with me.
Yeah.
Y'all saw my ups, y'all saw my downs, y'all was with me.
Yeah.
Y'all not living through me, y'all right here with me, motherfucker. I wouldn't be here without y'all.
And the fact that they can like interact with you in the comments or like, you know, directly support you, whatever, I think YouTube's going to transcend cable television soon.
Oh, for sure.
But like you're an example of that. You're telling people like, okay, you see the nice cars and all that, but I'm going to show y'all how I actually did it.
Right.
The background. And that's like, people love that because YouTube, just like you said, I was self-taught. A lot of people go to YouTube for edutainment, right? So that's fantastic.
And also, you guys are the only guys I knew from back then that showed your L's. Because we show all our L's, right?
Yeah,
like, we had some bad things in the past, whatever. We talk about it on camera.
Right.
Y'all niggas kept it pure from the seed, from the jump. And you know, it's funny, like, you feel that energy because, once again, people all try to paint a perfect picture, but nobody's perfect.
Right.
You guys broke it down. You know what? I failed here. I did this wrong. But you know what? Learn from me. That's powerful, man. So
100%.
Extremely
so, and, they, and they love to see that. They not only do they love to see it, so there's a small concentrated few that love to see it because it lets them know that the blend of emotion they're going through is normal in this grind to become something great, right? But most of the people want to just see it just because it's toxic and it's bullshit, right? And they want to see you take losses, not wins. You know what I'm saying? That's more, why do you think that everything in the headline around the world is always negative?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because it sells better. Nobody, if somebody say, hey, man, I won $1 million a day, like people want to hear about you lost $1 million.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That. Yeah, no, that's what gets the clicks.
Yeah. That's what gets clicks more than I want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's how I learned it. Here's how I got it. So it's like, that shit's huge. So for us to get in how we got in, I think that's also another part of it that helped us have the growth we had is because people love to hate us right from the beginning, right? Because we get into this world, and let's just keep it pure. Like, YouTube is more prominently of a
white man's sport.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We was Dr. J. We was Wilt Chamberlain.
We came in and brought the flavor.
The little white boys and all that, man. Yeah. Our genetics is way more pure and more substantial than theirs, how we entered this game. No one ever came in the way we did. No one's in this game the way we are in this game. And it's got to be understood. You know what I'm saying? My dog came in, put his life on the line, bought a car he couldn't afford, and showed y'all.
Everybody told me don't do it.
Told him how you got it, how he didn't have it. He telling y'all how much gas in this motherfucker, and then boom, told you how he parked that motherfucker outside when he couldn't get in the garage. He's showing you the realest shit ever, man. Yeah. And it should be appreciated and condoned. Without him, a lot of people won't be doing YouTube to this day and having no success because of the tall guy. And that need to be understood. You know what I'm saying? So nice. I wouldn't be here without him, because once he started doing that shit, I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. He had a couple videos in. I said, nigga, you got
he did,
it. He told me, man, I only get 1,000 views. I said, nigga, this YouTube. You just started. You getting thousands of views?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm up and been rapping for 3 years. I do a goddamn rap video. I get 1,000 views in a year. You know what I'm saying? I said, no, nigga, you're getting 1,000 views a day, and you just started.
Because I'm a top of the book thinker, though.
He thinking I'm supposed to have millions. I'm like, no, nigga, you got it. Nigga, you in there. What are you talking about? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I already knew what it was. And then, like, for me, once he came and was doing YouTube, I always wanted to do it too, because I watched a Netflix documentary on YouTube.
So, but wait, tell him real quick though before you get that one. So when I came into the office and then I hit the fuck it button.
Oh yeah.
I went back, I did the video, I talked how I talk, I moved how I move, and I said, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. And then I taught myself how to edit. Yeah. Right? And
So
I did everything.
Yeah.
I locked myself in the house like 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that. Yeah. That was top level.
I went crazy. Yeah. So then I did that, and then next time I went back and I threw it up there, right? And I threw like a couple videos, and then next time I went back and I said, look, nigga, I did it.
He just sent me the video part. Look at my video, man. I'm like, I see you got a little edit. Boom. He played a little music in the background. I said, okay, boy, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I do music, so I know like how to make a video. So I'm like, that look clean, boy. You working. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, man, you know, I always thought about doing guns and shit, right? And he was like, you know, it'd be. And I said, so what's the channel going to be around? I said, mine's going to be cars. He said, mine's going to be about me. I was like,
from the rip, I wanted a full production. I want a nigga to follow me around.
Yeah.
From day one, I said, I want to do it unless I get somebody to follow me with a camera.
Yeah.
I want them to film my life so they get the full body, see the outfit, see I'm towering over people. I wanted to understand it from the rip. And I said, I ain't going to do it till then. He was like, man, just come on my channel, bro, and do your car on my channel. I'm like, man, I didn't want to do that dumb shit. He's like, no, come on, man. And I got on this channel.
And he had this dance. And I was like, nigga, we going to do your dance.
Yeah, I had a song called Hopping Out the Coupe. Y'all go stream that motherfucker. It's legendary. Yeah. Like, we going to do the dance, hopping out your car. I'm like, man, I ain't doing all that, bro. Like, nah, we doing too much.
And it was a smash.
And it went crazy.
The people loved it.
They went crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went nuts.
Yeah. And then we just kept going.
We just kept
going.
And
then I kept turning in. And then I told him, I said, man, we're gonna start you a channel.
Oh, yeah, tell him I'll start you a channel. I said, nigga, you already got it going. You tall, I'm tall. We the tall guys. Let's do that, brother. Shit, we the tall guy car users. Let's do that, brother. He's like, nah, nigga, because we're going to start getting money. You're going to fuck some shit up. I've seen people do it all the time. Yeah. So he grabbed my phone, made my account. What you want to be called? But I was like, let's do the same in my Snapchat, man. Organic, Mr. Organic. Yeah. He was like, Mr. Organic. Put it in, boop. Set it up. This is how you get monetized. Yeah, put your picture. You get these amount of hours, get this amount of shit. Boom, you have to start getting money. I'm like, all right, whatever.
No, bro. At that time,
we didn't even know about money.
No, you didn't have watch hours then.
I had nothing.
No, you ain't had nothing. You were grandfathered in with the old rules.
With the old rules.
I was going to ask you next.
I came in, I was just monetized right through the door.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't know nothing about the money, so you got to tell about that. Because we just going to do videos and whatever happened, going to happen. We didn't know about the money.
Yeah, back then there was no rules. But you know what people underestimate? Yo, 1,000 views, right? Imagine that being a room of people.
Yeah.
Now imagine 10,000 views.
There you go.
Yeah. Most rappers, like you said earlier, they do a concert, they might get maybe 500.
Yep.
Most maybe 300.
Yep.
Maybe 200. YouTubers, bro, we get thousands of views.
That's packed.
Yeah. That's a stadium full of people.
Yes.
So that little bit of views, bro, is a lot.
Yes, it is.
It's like he's always thought like that.
I always thought like that.
Now, real talk. Yeah. So I hate when people say, oh, and it got like 4,000 views. Bro, that's a lot of people, bro.
That's a whole lot of people.
Yeah. Stick them in a room. See if they fit.
I'll hit the super chats real quick because we got 1942.
Uh-oh.
1942 to the bottom.
Yeah, 1942, guys. I'll hit these super chats real quick. Get right back into it. Okay. So which one, Chris?
Yeah, let's do here.
Okay. We got Jared Robert. Question for Tall Guy Car Reviews. Thoughts on buying a Hellcat cashless financing? If you got cash, which you recommend?
Mm.
I recommend financing all the time. I think that buying a car cash is, I mean, it depends. I ain't never been a super rich motherfucker, so I don't know how it's like to even be that way. But since I've had to take the back route that I've had to go, I always say lease or finance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's better than buying cash, because as soon as you do it by cash, you imagine spending $100,000 in cash, right? And then leaving the lot and losing 30 grand.
Yeah.
How is that a good investment? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but when you lease a car, so people actually, this is crazy, right? This is how you know ignorance is truly bliss.
So
when you,
bliss.
When you lease a car, right? People want to talk all this shit like rappers. Rappers have made it really bad when it comes to people, but white people lease cars all the time.
The most rich.
We're talking about hundreds of millionaires, billionaires, yeah, still lease their cars. So it's like, when I was teaching myself this on YouTube, I said, there's got to be something to this shit. Right. How is he a 100-millionaire motherfucker, yeah, and he leases in his car? But then I listen to a rapper, they're saying it's bad to lease a car. Mm-hmm. Well, then I go teach myself. I go look up all the videos, like what he asking me. Shout out to you, champ.
Yeah.
And when you lease a car, you're literally only paying for the depreciation of that car.
That's it.
So that 20, 30 grand you would lose instantly if you spent 100,000, you're only paying for that 20, 30,000 in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and you get a car back if you want to,
and you can keep it though. Yeah, people think when you lease, you keep you. It's just a rental.
Yeah, you keep
a
it.
A finance or a lease is a rental until you pay it off completely in cash. But the thing is, with a lease, you have options. You can get out of that.
Yeah.
A finance, you're stuck like Chuck.
Yeah,
but in a lease, you can keep it.
Yeah, every 3-4 years they change the goddamn face of the damn car anyway. So you want to be paying on a car that doesn't change? You look all old in that motherfucker now. Like, if I don't want it, I can just bring it back.
Yeah,
or I can keep it if I truly want it. It's the same thing, dude. You 100%. Don't own a car until you pay it all the way off anyway.
Yeah,
unless you're buying the cash. But who really want to do that? I did it a few times just to be ignorant. I'm a rich nigga. I just did it with my G wagon.
Was it a Corvette? Right, the Corvette.
Corvette and the G wagon. I bought a cash, and that bitch whole transmission blew out on me.
But, damn.
I'm ignorant instantly. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I got the warranty, you know what I mean? But we live in life, though. But for sure, finance at least it from the beginning, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, but anytime somebody gets super rich, like if he got cash like that, I think everybody, like I would never say I wouldn't do it one time. If I had super money and I was like a super millionaire or something, I'd do it one time just to say I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't go buy Louis or nothing. I'd go buy a car.
But for the average Joe, just finance or lease.
Yeah.
I finance or lease. And I say, if you're trying to get your foot in the door, the leasing. And another thing about leasing too is you got to have way better credit score to lease a car than you do to finance.
Yeah,
so people will be saying that like that's a roast, but you to lease something, your credit's got to be up to par.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Finance is much easier to do with a super high interest rate with bad credit.
Yeah.
But if you lease something, you got to be in the 2-3% of interest. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let's just keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying?
Gems, man, gems.
Okay, so Rich T, $10. Shout out to my guy, Slim, hashtag Big G Squad, TMC.
Appreciate
you. Dr.
Tulum, just a smoke.
Just a smoke. Okay, shout out to Mr. Organic, hashtag 707.
707.
A whole lot of horses.
Gotta put the K instead of a C, champ. Come on, man. You're stepping at the brand.
And then hashtag Gargoyle Gang, don't stop doing the intro, bro. And then the Sinai in New Jersey, $5. Much love, Fresh Fit Fam. Y'all have opened my eyes to my own value as a man, and now the dating game has changed for me. Homie in the gold, too fresh, too. All right.
There you go.
Talking about organic. And then we got Professor Trill, $10. Ask Slim if he was able to finish teaching organic how to drive a manual vehicle.
Never.
Ah!
I tried, but he won't let me.
No, we did it the other time.
Matasuki, $10. The special sauce of this show is that it combines dating advice with finance, fitness, and the occasional not legal advice content in an entertaining way. Respect to the guests paying my tuition. Absolutely.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Love.
Random Tay,
$20. Just became a fan of Fresh Fit 2 months ago. Been a fan of Tall Car Guy since he first got the Hell Keezy. Shout out to Mr. Organic Gargoyle Gang. Love to see great things cross paths.
Yep. Big collaborations, man.
Black Wolf Mafia, $30. Hey, I love y'all podcast. I make my wife watch. She gets mad, but can't deny the truth. I got y'all, my big bros, no cap. Thank you so much.
30,
you,
brother.
And we got 2,000 live viewers. Guys, please like the video. How many likes are we at right now, guys?
Let's see. Refresh.
Guys, get us to at least 1,500.
Went
929. Guys, get us to 1,500 likes. There's 2,088 of you guys watching. This is a fantastic interview right now.
Come on now.
And so
get
Marcus
aggravated.
Barron, $25. Been watching these dudes since 2017. Big G Squad, Organic Nation in the building. Thank you so much.
Last one.
Traquan Jacobs, $20. Hello, Fresh and Fit. Love from Atlanta. Love to collab with the roommates. Keep me out of bizarro land. First trip to Miami next month for 25th birthday. Can I please get on the show? Hashtag promise no interruptions.
Interruptions are serious.
Shoot us a DM on Instagram, and then we'll set you up with our boy Allende. Allende is our talent coordinator, guys. Yep. So he'll schedule you in. But we got to look at your IG first. Make sure you ain't crazy.
Oh, you
got to
do that.
You got to do that. But yeah, so going back to what we're saying, go ahead, Fresh.
Okay. So I guess the next question is, how did you believe in him that YouTube was like the way to go? Because I know like Slim, you kind of guided him how to start the path, but like, what made you believe in Slim rather than anybody else?
Because when I used to watch his videos, it was so genuine. You know what I'm saying? Because he truly was being himself, and it was resonating to the people. Like I said, by the views. The views is one thing, because I'm a numbers person, but it was the subscribers that was growing so fast. Because no one in Minneapolis had no goddamn YouTube with no subscribers on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking like, this dude, you're gaining subscribers. People are locking onto you. They following you. This is different. So I'm like, dog, you got to just keep going. You already in the game. Like, you getting thousands of fucking views. You got thousands of subscribers. No one has this, dog. Just keep on going. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So once he put me in there and in his videos, and I start feeling that energy, so people streaming my music more, people following more on IG.
Tell
me
about
dog.
The famous thing, bro.
Oh, my God. So they coming one day, right? So me and my man Mac is like, we already like known in the
they
city.
They the two top level
even though
it
probably be five people at the shows, hey, other people had zero motherfuckers at the show. How about that? That is Minneapolis. So it's just, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still known. I go to every club, red carpet. I park my car at front. I always was like that for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? So I always was the king
of downtown.
I was that before YouTube. Anybody can't tell you otherwise. So I was already, we was already guys. So he comes in the office one day when he's starting his YouTube. And he's doing good, the numbers and all. He going there, hey, man. Send me your new music, bro. Talking to both of us. Send me your new music. I'm going to put it on my vlogs, man. I'm going to get y'all famous, man. Have more people fucking with y'all. Be like, man, if this nigga don't get the fuck out of here talking about making us famous, nigga, you know who I am. But I promise you, boy, that next couple weeks when you put them videos in there and them songs, that nigga Matt came in there, hey, man, that nigga type was right, wasn't he? I said, yeah, that nigga was right. He making us famous, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was true. He has had that personality. That's just Slim. Like, he don't mean no harm. He just pure in how he move and how he thinks. So
right.
He anybody else, you'd be like, man, what's wrong with this nigga? But you know that Slim, he's serious. He ain't playing. That's how he moves. So, yeah, it put me in a different dimension when because I already knew the numbers. When I seen it, the interactions, the comments, I said, this shit is gold.
So next question, guys. So I know the path was kind of like going up well for you guys. What was like pitfalls that kind of like held you guys back? Like, things that like came into play, like, you know what, damn, I messed up here.
With the podcast, is it?
No, with like YouTube.
YouTube.
Like okay. The journey. Go ahead, like what happened, like that set you back a little bit?
I mean, shit, it's still to this day, it's still the same thing. It's like, you gotta come up with this content. You gotta be consistent. Like, I can't pinpoint one thing that set me back or set us back. It's just, you gotta stay on this content every single day. You gotta put money into this every single day or it's over for you. So the main thing is being consistent. The main thing is keep taking leaps of faith. The main thing is don't get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. It ain't no one thing in this. It's the key. Those things have to go on at all times or it's over.
Yeah,
still to this day.
Because it could be a blend at times of a perfect storm of things just hitting you all at one time. Mm-hmm. So it's like you said, it's not just one thing, right? It's coming up with the content. It's continuing to take leaps of faith, continuing to keep the people entertained. But you're always treading a thin line, right, between keeping people entertained and losing your fucking mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like you want to make sure that you're always, you know, self-aware of doing things for you and getting people entertained at the same time. The time I feel like you start to lose is when you do shit just for the people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you should always keep your people front in mind, right? Because that's how you blessed to live this life, right? But at the same time, there's a lot of people, majority of the people, right, that's going to tune in when there's a hot title or a thumbnail. But there's a very concentrated few. I can put up a picture of this keyboard thing right here. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna watch regardless.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that's a small amount of people. That's of course. That's your core people.
Right.
You know G-Squad. What I'm
saying? G-Squizzle. Uh-huh.
G-Squizzle.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the G-Squizzle.
Gang, the gang. Gang.
That's why I say there's levels to G-Squad, too. There's G-Squad and there's big G-Squad.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? That's why I say there's people that tap in every now and again. I appreciate them. There's people that tap in every rare occasion. I appreciate them. But for the people that's like, even the ones that's watching y'all podcast, everything you throw up,
right,
they tapping in with.
Yeah.
They follow you on Instagram. Personally, the Fresh and Fit Instagram. They tapped in with the YouTube channel. They hitting the super chat. Yeah. They're doing all this shit. That's your real core people.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
and there's the other people that's just following because it's trendy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm
sure.
saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's like, for those people, you always want to keep your main people in mind.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, they should also keep you in mind that the shit that we're doing in this world is really hard to do on a consistent basis.
You're
so,
still human, man.
Yeah, you're still human. So do your shit and find a way to entertain them at the same time. Otherwise, you'll feel like you just flooded with all this different shit and then you'll start to do shit just for the people. And then that makes it worse sometimes, because if you do something for just the people one time and it goes good, that's great, right? Because it's like, okay, that worked. But if you do it again and it don't work,
then
how are you gonna take that loss? You know what I'm saying? But now if you do something you really love and you're passionate about and you do it for yourself and for the people, now if the people don't buy it and they not fucking with it, it's cool because you want to do it anyway. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta find a way to knock out two birds with one stone. If you don't do that, you'll lose it.
The thing I'll say with that's so true, because like if you're, let's say you're a prank channel, right? Yep. And guys, this is not hate on prank channels or anything like that.
Not at all.
But like you look at someone like Vitaly, right? Every prank had to become more and more excessive and craziness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like running, you know, on the soccer field, you know, getting arrested for, you know, making certain threats. If you guys know what I'm saying, I don't even want to say it.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like you have to get to that next level. So I get what you're saying. Whatever path you take, it needs to be sustainable long term.
For sure.
And you're better off just keeping that audience that messes with you versus like you're getting a new audience by doing crazy stuff.
Right.
But can you continue to do that crazy stuff sustainably for a long period of time and keep your people happy? And I'll say this too about you guys that I really like. You guys have a certain terminology that you guys use. Can you guys, for our audience that might not know what Top of the Mook means, Gargoyle Gang, etc., can you guys define some of these terms for us so that people can go? We can get the glossary?
Yeah, so basically, please. Like Mook, it's something I always said, something we always said, you know what I mean? It just means almost any and everything, right? You can say this is a Mook, but Top of the Mook is the top level of it. So, and that's what we do. Everything is top. I don't give a fuck of this. I got this mic at the top of the Mook mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the regular one. I want the top of the Mook
or
mic.
Or if his hat fall off, we said the Mook then fell off.
Yeah, the Mook then fell off. Knocked your Mook off. It could be. Mook is any and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the main thing is Top of the Mook. When we say something is Top of the Mook, that means whatever it is the top level of it. There ain't no more. I'm not playing. You know this is Top of the motherfucking Mook. So anything could be a Mook. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you go Top of the Mook, that's the elite level. There is nothing above it, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's private jet. That's the top of the motherfucking Mook.
But I got to say this though. Yeah. So we are both very innovative with our words, right? So it's like, that's one of the things that attracts us to each other. So like, I'm very good at coming off of words with a dome, right? Mm-hmm. He's very good at that, right? So what we do is we have our words that we use together.
Yep.
And then we have our words that we have created separately, right? You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's like, I think that's good for people to keep in mind, for people that really fuck with us. So it's like, don't be a wave hopper, right? To hop on whatever wave is just trending, right? Create your own wave. And this is something that I didn't know I had in me, it actually really, or that I could really appreciate in me until I met this nigga. You see what I'm saying? Because then he would say shit that resonated with me and I would see shit that resonated with him, with me. You see what I'm saying? And then that right there will start to make you feel like, damn, it is very important that, like, even y'all two together, how you do your podcast, you have your strengths, he has his weaknesses. You have your strengths, you have your weaknesses. So you blend them together, but you have both of the things that you're both very good at, and then when you do them together,
makes it much better.
Makes a movie.
Yeah.
There you go. And that's how we are.
That's how we do, like, and so we just merge that shit. So when it comes to me, I've always been a person of, like, things that have to make sense when I say them. You know what I'm saying? So when I say I'm a gargoyle, I could break it down in the simplest form. Like, I always was an insomniac as a kid. So I would always be up all night, right?
Same.
And my favorite cartoon as a kid was Gargoyles, because I love them because they come to life at night, boom, and they just go terrorize the city, take care of shit. I'm like, man, I'm like a gargoyle. Yeah. So I just loved the cartoon. And then I'm like, I'm a gargoyle because I'm up all night. But then I start resonating with them, like, okay, damn, they made out of stone, so they hard. I'm a hard motherfucker. I was always a bully, beating people, but I'm not a bully. I could whoop any. I didn't pick and choose, but I was a hard person.
Yeah.
But then I was always fly. Look at my clothes now. Look at the texture. So that's the best thing a nigga could be, is hard and fly at the same time.
Yeah.
So a gargoyle got wings and it's made out of stone. On top of that, they always on top. They're on top of buildings, on top of churches. So you're a winner. I'm always on top. That's a gargoyle. On top of that, they're on top of churches for the most part too. So gargoyles is with God.
Holy.
The devil has the demons. So I'm ferocious and I got wings. I'm flying. I'm hard, but I'm on the good side. Don't get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if I come down, it's whatever. You know what I mean? But on top of that, I'm immortal. I'm not gonna be here forever. But my energy and what I put onto the other people will be here forever. And at the end of the day, I need a statue up for me. And that's how I'm a gargoyle. It's gargoyle status. And the people that rock with me, they gargoyle gang. And gang turn a negative to a positive. Gang stands for going after new goals. So gargoyles, we're never thirsty. We always hungry. I get to one goal, I go to the next. Look at my life. You can see I live like that for real. I get one thing, I'm going to the next and the next and the next. I'm never thirsty. I'm always hungry, though. I'm never satisfied, and that's the gargoyle gang, and my people riding with me. There's nobody ever seen a YouTube history with this amount of subs living like I live, because I got the gargoyle gang with me. That's why I separate myself with a pack, and I ran with the gang.
Yeah,
gargoyle.
You guys got a strong support base, man.
Damn, son. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Holy smokes.
I love that, man.
See, like, even how he broke everything down to nitty-gritty like that.
Yeah.
That's his God-given ability, his gifts from God. You know what I'm saying? That's him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll see some shit, light, like let's say right now, if it's raining outside, it's Miami, it rains a lot, right? I don't know. You hear three thunderbolts, you'd be like, three of them. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
and I catch it right before it happened.
See, that was God. He threw down three lightning bolts for three of them. And you'd be like, that's how he'd be thinking. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, he could be in the water and a wave of splash and it hit everybody, but don't hear him. He said, Poseidon's with me. You see what I'm saying? Like he,
all the time.
That's how he just be thinking. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with that. So from the beginning, I've seen that. And I was like, so in ways, I've inspired him in a lot of ways and he's inspired me in a lot of ways.
For sure.
And we brought those things together and that's how we've been able to do what we do.
So question, you guys talk a lot about leaps of faith, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
So you guys were in Minnesota doing your thing, but then you saw a vision and went to L.A. So tell us about how that happened and how you made that leap of faith. Because that was a big one.
All the leaps of faith, that comes from him. He's the leap of faith God. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's the master of that shit. Yeah,
Minneapolis is a lot different than L.A., man.
Shout out to Solo.
Sure. Yeah, shout out to our boy Solo TV 84, by the way, man.
He from Minnesota?
Yeah.
He's a YouTuber over there.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what's up.
Minnesota,
yeah,
he's cool. Man.
Yeah, for
man.
Sure. That's my city,
I wouldn't
man.
Be here without Minnesota.
100%. But no, I just knew that, like, I got to a point in Minnesota, I think at that time I had like around 400,000 subscribers. And I felt like, man, it was just getting harder. Like, you have no idea. Like, the car content, making car content in Minnesota at negative 20, negative 30 degree weather.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the cold.
I feel that cold weather, bro. Yeah.
It hits your bones,
it's
brother.
The worst,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Oh, my no God. Matter how old you get, I'm born and raised there, brother.
Yeah.
No matter, the older you get, the weaker it gets. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
In the Midwest, I'm a New England guy. I'm from Connecticut. Yo, Midwest is worse than the East Coast, bro.
And you know what's crazy?
You guys.
I used to take that really personal, dog. So when I used to take that so personal. My dog Frankie, man, that's my dog Frank. He know because I know he tapped in with this
Shout
right
to
now.
Frankie.
Shout out to my dog Frankie. So you know he from the Bay Area. So when I went to school, like I was telling you, Connecticut, Baltimore, all that, right? I remember. People
We're gonna talk
go,
about that tomorrow, by the way, guys. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. People would always be like, "Where?" You know, people ask you when they meet you and shit like that, and they get really intrigued with you. You know, if somebody really fuck with you, they'd be like, "Where you from?"
Yep.
I'd be like, "Minnesota." They'd be like, "Oh shit, I know it's cold up there." And I'd be like, "Nigga, you live in New York or you live in Connecticut? Like, nigga, it can't be that big of a difference." Oh no, it's a huge difference.
Oh yeah,
it's a huge difference. You know what I'm saying?
That Midwest cold is worse.
Or high New York might be around the same, but like Connecticut, Baltimore, Maryland, it's of no comparison.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Minnesota's way colder.
Yeah, it becomes in Antarctica sometimes.
That
is true.
Like, it is true.
Yo, that Midwest cold hits different, bro.
It's
much worse. You know, and I can say that as a New England guy. Hey man, it is what it is.
I can't relate.
So imagine, Barbados, man. Yeah, come on. You grew up on a 5-star resort, brother, with the weather. You know what I'm saying?
I can't relate, bro.
But no, so think about making all these videos. At this time, I was pure workhorse, right? Right now, in my content, I'm focused more on quality over quantity, right? Yeah. But at this time, it was the beginning. Mm-hmm. So you putting out everything, right? You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
Yeah. Sometimes people have no idea. I do 7-8 videos in a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how BDG.
Well, that boy used to wake up. He used to wake up 5 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Go to the gym, and then boom, he hit me, boom, let's go. And then we go to these dealerships and get 5 videos, review 5 cars. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're doing it all day. Then we get done doing those cars, we go to work. We got to train the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This was every day.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
All day. We would make videos on break at work.
Yeah, and then edit on break. And then I was doing my live streams at the time. So we wake up 5 in the morning, workout. We go get 5 vlogs done. Yeah. We train the kids, then I get my workout on, and then I sit in the gym where everybody leave. I go upstairs and hide and do a live stream for 4 hours straight and do like this and get all my Super Chat money because that's how I was eating because I was doing King of Downtown with all the girls and stuff like that.
Mm.
None of my videos getting monetized.
Oh.
So I was living on my Super Chats, you know what I'm saying? And nobody really knew it, but I was making more money than most people from the rip. I'm a money motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm a money monster. I know how to get it. I know how to feast upon it.
It's like a cookie monster, you know, and a money monster.
I know how to find a crevice, and I'd be like, ooh, I could get it. I don't give a fuck where it's at. I'm gonna get it. So I knew the niche for me was gonna be these live streams. So I'm making $400 or $500 a day on live streams.
Oh, shit.
In my first month. My first month of YouTube, I'm making $10,000-$15,000 a month. Little do people know. They understanding what's going on. I knew it. I knew I'm getting, if I come here every day, okay, 300. If I get 300 Super Chats, I get 500 times 30, that's 15,000.
See, and the thing was, is all this was cool while we're in Minnesota, right? But it's like, and we're surviving and we're super blessed to have been able to survive, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the storms that we've weathered, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, for me, it's like, how high can we scale this shit? You know what I'm saying? It's like, because everybody has a window in this shit. I don't give a fuck if it's in basketball, business, podcast, whatever the fuck the shit is. We all have a window.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, some people like, let's say, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, their window is much bigger than anybody else in the NBA, like your average person in the NBA. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the people that are in there, that's even on the bench, or the people that's working their way up from G League, they have a window of times that they can maximize the opportunities, their brand deals, all these different things. Do all that shit while you're hot. Right? Yeah,
right,
and try to maximize as many subcategories to elevate your ultimate legacy on what you're gonna leave. Because when you got this window, it's all, you got to learn how to monetize and get as much shit as you can while you can. Because at the end of the day, you might always have your cult people that's fucking with you, right?
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of people that don't give a fuck about you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like for them, for the people that's following you as a trend, maximize this shit. You know what I'm saying? And find a way to scale your shit to be as big as possible to where you can set yourself up for generational wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not as business-minded as him. You know what I'm saying? But I do know this because I'm a 7-time felon. What the fuck were the odds of me even able to do YouTube, to be able to get a Hellcat, to be able to get a fucking truck, to be able to do all these cars, track hawks, and all this cool shit, right?
Right.
So it's like now, it's like, okay, we here. This is what God want me to do. I'm going to the MOOC with it. You know what I'm saying? So I said, fuck it. That's how LA came into the equation. It was like, it's cold as fuck here. Yeah. I'm going 7-8 videos a day. Man, it's just not sustainable in this fucking cold. So but I know if I go to LA, right, and I could do this car shit. I could do this car. I could do 12 videos a day.
Right,
there's nothing. It's never cold here.
Cause we came and visit. We came and visit one time. Remember that? That really made him say, "I'm coming."
Yep.
We came and visit one time. We went to Platinum. Shout out to Platinum.
Platinum Harry. Motorsport.
And we went to Platinum Motorsport.
Jack, Harry, Sam.
Yep, our first day there, and we went there like, man, let's go. I know Platinum. They give rappers all the cars. And he was like, yeah, let's go see if we can review a car there. I'm like, nigga, come on, man. We just gonna go in there. He's like, nigga, I'm finna go. Let's go. We walk up there. Tall, like, I'm tall guy, man. This is what I do at the YouTube. I got all the blah, blah, blah. He broke it down to him.
Yeah, it was Jack.
Yeah.
Jack and Sam, they're the owners.
Mm-hmm.
So he instantly understood. And appreciated what we were.
Instantly.
Right.
And the niche that we was filling. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So it was like, it was so instant.
Yeah.
Like in Minnesota, I had to really sell myself. I go to CarView, the dealerships. No, mind you, there's only one luxury, super top level luxury dealership in all of Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They got Maseratis, Lambos, and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
On the spot.
Yeah. There's one.
Yeah.
So it was like, I go there and I got to pitch myself to these niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, and the crazy part is I wasn't always getting the cars that I wanted, right?
Mm,
these other dealerships, I'm going to a small Chevy dealership, I'm getting told no to drive a Corvette.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But the thing is, because the thing is I got something to bring to the game to give y'all. Like, y'all might not like my videos. Y'all might think I'm this or you might think I'm that, or you might think he's this or you might think he's that. Or you might think we drive it harsh, whatever. But it doesn't matter because we have something to give y'all, right? We have a direct source to the car people because we are the car people.
Free platform for them.
Crazy.
It's free. And this time I'm not charging for nothing.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you give me the car, I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? And LA got it. They got it right away.
But nobody in Minnesota would understand
it. They never understood.
So for me, for us to go to LA,
the first
and at this time,
place you went to.
Yep. But at this time I'm going to LA like every week. Once a week every month, in the wintertime in Minnesota to create content.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's so fucking cold here, I ain't got shit I can do.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm going out here and then next thing we went there, and then it was instant. Like, they instantly understood, and that hit a chord with me.
Crazy. They gave us a Lambo truck.
Yep.
It just came out. They just got it that day.
Yep.
And they're like, y'all can review
this. Took the plastic off and gave it to us.
Like, wow. Yep. We like, what the fuck? They're like, go ahead. Do what you want to do.
Yep. You know what it is, too? Small-time thinking was in Minnesota.
Yes, it was.
Big-time thinking is L.A.
No question.
And I seen that day.
Yep.
And from that day, I told him, as soon as we left, I said, I'm moving to L.A.
Moving to L.A. Yep. From that day, he's like, I'm moving to L.A.
But I had been saying that for years.
Yeah.
Bullshitting again. Here I go with the procrastination, right? I'm like, man, I'm gonna go to LA. I'm doing it for years.
Yeah.
But then I said, a hard time would hit or some reason would hit, and I'll use it as an excuse not to do it.
Right.
But then this shit happened, and I was like, man, fuck that shit. And God just put it on my brain. I'm going for it. Top of the move.
Yeah, like we tell guys all the time, go where you're appreciated. And once again, you might be in a small little town and you want to be big, you can't be big in that town.
No.
You got to leave.
You got to leave.
Like, you left Connecticut, right? You came over here.
Yeah.
You went to Mexico. You went to Texas, right?
I was in Texas, yeah.
So basically, sometimes you got to move to get your blessing.
Yeah, they ain't going to get they never love you where you're from. You're like, even though Minnesota loved me, I'm going out, had the girls and all that cool shit. When it came to music, even my merchandise, it was like, it was not in Minnesota. It was outside of Minnesota. Like, they loved me as a person.
But they didn't want to see you grow.
Oh, they didn't want to see me get this bad.
They didn't want
this big Cuban on my neck.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I got two of them. Actually, three of them. But
look at Jesus.
Yeah.
Had to leave.
Come on, man. He only had 12 people riding with him till he died.
Yeah.
So understand that. He only had 12.
Yep.
And
he made people
too.
Walk. He took them to make motherfucker blind, could see, and only had 12 people that really rode with him like that.
And if they hated him, how are we exempt from this?
Come on,
exactly.
Man.
And I'll say this, too, because you mentioned something really that I was paying attention. You were like, there's only one luxury car dealership in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So those assholes had all the leverage.
Yep.
But when you go to L.A.,
Well, at least they thought they, at least they thought they did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They are, we got the
so, but now that you guys go to L.A., hey, there's a bunch of them now. So they need any edge that they can get.
Right.
So these guys want to review cars from our dealership, and they got a YouTube platform.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And here's the thing. L.A., whether people want to, you know, I'm not going to lie, I hate Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But I would be stupid and I'd be capping if I didn't say Los Angeles is a trending city that it happens in L.A. and then it trickles down everywhere else. L.A. first, then typically New York or vice versa. And then it trickles down to Miami, whatever it is. So they already saw the writing on the wall back then. Yep. YouTube is going to be the new frontier for you know, for influencers, everything else like that. Because now you got YouTubers that get more views than like big time TV stations.
Hell yes.
Timcast IRL gets more views sometimes than like Fox News and CNN.
CNN, yeah,
and for, as a news like as a news channel.
Come on,
like,
YouTube, on YouTube.
But I'm with you though. I didn't like LA though either. Like it wasn't I didn't like LA. It's just LA wasn't. LA is more of a thing for him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
facts, yeah.
People that want to be showy, the people that want to go out and eat, I'm not that person. But the thing was, is business wise, I love LA.
It's a perfect place to be as a content creator, bro. Me and Fresh were talking about it the other day. Like at some point, you know, if we're gonna expand, LA is like that. You have to go out there.
You gotta go there, bro. You gotta go at some point.
At some point.
So guys, when we come through there, we're coming at your spots, all right?
Yeah, you got
come to the mansion in Malibu.
Yeah, you got it.
Just don't shoot us though. We show up, bro.
We ain't breaking in.
No, so I tell the gargoyles the rest easy. You know what I'm saying? Open up the gate and let you enter. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody enter that state without me knowing, they will not leave. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
We'll hit some of these super chats real quick. Okay, where are we at, Chris? Okay, right. Marcus Barron, $25. Been watching these dudes since 2017. Big G Squad, Organic Nation in the building. Thank you so much.
Okay,
boom.
You,
Jerry B, $10. Yeah, get those likes up before Fresh unleashes those dried up crustaceans.
Hey, man, don't play with me, bro.
Crustaceans.
Oh, don't play with me, bro. Oh, don't come out.
No.
Captain Sabaho, $10. Mr. O, the king of downtown
That'd
Miami.
That'd be easy. Hey. That'd be too easy.
And then Elijah Tickleborn, $10. Australian, thank you so much. From down under.
Down under.
Damn, love the energy, love. The love and appreciation these gentlemen have for each other is 100. Just a reminder for us, we always do better when we collab and build each other up. Facts.
Organic artifacts right there, man.
Facts.
That's a fact. And organic, I didn't break down my Organic Nation too, because I know it's differentiate the two, Gargoyle Gang and Organic Nation. Organic Nation is all the subs and people that's riding.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the people that, you know what I mean, just fuck with this the channel. You know what I'm saying? The Gargoyle Gang, they fuck with everything.
Ah,
you know what
okay.
I'm saying? I appreciate the Organic Nation.
Yeah.
You know, but Gargoyle Gang is different.
Yeah.
They got the God looking
at They spend money to support
you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. They pay homage to the God, man. I appreciate it more than anything.
So, real quick, you guys are the car guys, right? We all know this, but for the average guy over here that I mentioned earlier, tell us like a tip to like financing a car to get what you want. Because I know like you've been through some L's regarding, you know, lenders.
Yeah.
How
uh-huh.
how does one like how do you finagle a way to like get into like getting a good interest rate or like, you know, getting a car that you actually want?
Okay, well, to keep it all the way pure and just bring the mouth as short as possible, there is no way to finagle that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to build credit is something that's over a long period of time. The credit is everything. You know what I'm saying? Definitely if you don't have liquid cash. So that was one of the routes I had to take. That's why I said I had to take the back route, because I didn't have no money. I didn't grow up a trust fund baby. I didn't grow up having all this shit. I didn't have people that was just dumping shit over here or investors here or none of this
shit.
Credit
changed our lives, man.
Right, the credit. So I learned how to build that credit.
We're cracking talking about credit.
No, we're talking about horse to credit scores.
Our life changed from that point forward. Yeah. We used to come in office looking at Instagrams, coming there and looking at credit card every day. What you got? What's your score? Nigga, I got 7.
Ooh, wait till next month. I'm going to have this shit help my credit. I'm going to get this money.
Ooh, yeah. So credit is everything, basically.
It
right,
is.
Slim?
Yes.
Thanks, bro.
That's in the beginning. That credit is the most important thing, man. Please pay attention. Yeah. Get you a secure card. Pay some gas with it. Pay it off at every month. Don't go over 30%. All that little shit we learned and we use it, that's the most important thing in the beginning stages. Get your credit right, man.
If you really want to be structured, don't go above 10, 15, 20. Just do a little bit, dump it back. Do a little bit, dump it back. Uh-huh. Do a little bit, dump it back. Yeah. And then before you know it, you'll be able to build up that shit.
And shout out to our boy, Bandman Kevo, man. Kevo on yesterday, guys. Like, watch the show that we did yesterday with Bandman Kevo where we broke down credit pretty well, guys. You know what I'm saying? It's very important because you need it to leverage. Because the way you guys are buying cars, you guys are buying them as assets.
Oh, for sure.
You guys aren't really buying them as liabilities. You guys are buying them as assets because they pay dividends later on.
Oh, for sure. That was a good episode y'all did, too. You spent a lot of games.
Yeah, shout out to Bandman.
Yeah, for sure. But the next part that you were talking about right after that was we found a way to take a depreciating asset, because it is.
Yes.
We found a way to take a depreciating asset into something no different than what Enterprise does or any rental company. We're talking about Platinum.
Yeah.
So they don't say Enterprise got got a new car. Oh, this is a dummy. You see what I'm saying? What the fuck is y'all talking about?
Yeah.
You don't see a nigga who got a car rental business like, oh, he got another car. Look at this moron. Yeah. You should have bought a house. Right, this paying for my house, you fucking
exactly.
fool.
Exactly.
Don't you see what I do? This is my job.
Yeah,
because I'm not no regular pedestrian buying cars.
And honestly, look at it, though. Look how hard this shit is, and look how long of a journey it is to build credit.
Yeah, that shit is
weak as fuck, right? Yep. So it's like for the people that don't got the discipline and the structure to build up their credit, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go rent them cars. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So it's like to be able to do what we're doing and then be able to like use that as a way to get money is 1,000,000,000% genius.
No question.
Just like what the rental car companies do. Like, thing is, they know that if somebody wants to drive this car for a day, you know how hard it is to get your hands on a Lamborghini Aventador?
Right.
I know I got one. I own one. So the thing is to be able to buy that shit is extremely hard. Because not only does your credit score got to be in the 1% of the world.
Down payment.
The down payment is going to kill you.
You got to calm down, bro.
Oh, they want that money.
Yes, they do. They want it bad, too. And they going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Or get the fuck on.
Yep.
So you think that your average person is going to want to go do all of that. Pay, like my Lambo, my Aventador payment every month is $3,400.
To the scalp.
So my shit's about 4 racks total with car insurance.
Wow.
So I was thinking about this, and I got umbrellas with millions of dollars, so I can hit a Bugatti Devo and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to be able to have all of that with those kind of cars, you know what kind of money you got to be able to make?
Come on, man.
To pay for that shit every month?
Come on. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, the rental people know this. So what they do is, and this, here goes the part, you might get all the money, there's athletes, there's rappers, there's all this shit, got all this liquid cash, but ain't got no credit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And they might not got enough liquid cash to buy a Lamborghini Aventador outright.
Right.
But they might got enough to be able to live and come out to Miami for 4 days and have it for 4 days.
Right.
So what they'll do is, if my Aventador is $3,400 a month in 4 racks with insurance and I'm in the 1% of credit scores, my shit is damn near perfect.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to be able to do that, what they'll do is they'll say, okay, you got liquid cash, it's $3,400 a month for this one car. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna charge $7,000 a day. That one day pays for that entire car.
Come on, man.
And then you just rented it for 4 days.
Yeah. Yep.
So you see, look at the math and look at
you
the game behind the shit.
Yep. Yeah.
But they know that you want something right now. This world we live in 2021 is an instant gratification world.
Microwave.
No question.
Microwave.
Yeah, microwave.
It's microwave.
They don't play the end game. So
Uber Eats, all that.
Yes.
Oh,
so we want you, you want it now, right? So it's like, I could tell you, okay, here's how you build your credit, here's how you do this, but that's not going to fix it right away. You need years to build credit.
Facts.
It takes years to build credit, but it could take two bad decisions to knock it all away.
And it's
facts.
Gone. Take
that is why rappers and some celebrities rent cars, because like you said, no credit score.
And not only that.
And then they flex.
We talked about this with Kevo. Like, even if you got the money and you go into a Lamborghini dealership, they could still tell you, we ain't selling you nothing, bro.
No.
Like, yo, you know, because and I learned this from Q Bank. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
He was talking about this too. Certain dealers aren't; they just won't sell to you. Lamborghini, Ferrari, etc.
Sure.
It don't matter if you don't got the money.
Right.
Oh, do you have a Lambo? Oh, do you have a Ferrari? Oh no, we ain't selling it to you.
Right. Hey, shout out to Q Banks too. I seen him with my dog TJ, man, the mentor, man.
TJ too.
Shout out to my niggas.
The car game, especially supercar game, is a different type of echelon of understanding, because they gonna want that money up front. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you got to know. Your credit could be whatever. But if you ain't got that money up front too, it ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? And we got plenty of them. You know what I'm saying? And I just thank God that I took care of my credit and knew finance before I stepped in this game.
Right.
And I knew each car I get, I did my research. I know my 488, that's not going to depreciate. Those cars hold weight. They hold their value.
Yeah.
I can sell that car next year and get my money right back. My 720S, the same thing. Let me go. I just want to talk about my cars.
I know you do.
I just want to bring
it up.
No, I want you motherfuckers know what I got around this motherfucker.
But wait, hold on. Bring him back real quick before you get to what you got.
I'm about to throw it on the table.
I know you is. Bring him back to one of the things that he was talking about, where he said, what were some of the things that we struggled, right? Talking about when we did go to the ship. Because talking about supercar shit, that's not relatable for the people, right? It's legendary as fuck. Congratulations, brother.
Okay, I want to.
But go back to the Hellcat. Talk about the time with the manual when you got denied for the Hellcat.
So what people don't know, that day when we was doing the manual goddamn Jeep shit, when I was so frustrated because that same exact day I got denied for my Hellcat. Because I didn't want. Because once
with
again,
good credit score,
a great credit score, but I didn't have enough equity of that level of a car on my name,
because
I just got my credit right. My first ever car I ever bought under my name, because I was finagling this fucking bitches, putting in their name, give them good dick for a couple months, and they get a new boyfriend because I ain't giving it to them no more. They want to, okay, take it out my name. That happens like 3 or 4 times. I said, fuck it, let me get my own credit up, let me get my own license, and go get my own car. So my first ever car, little do y'all know, that was in my name really was my Challenger GT. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And that was our first, yeah. So that's the first.
And how old were you, bro?
Man, I was 30 something. I'm an old nigga now. I was probably 32. No, hold on now. I'm 39 now. That was 40. I was about 34, 35.
Which is around to say 40.
Yeah, yeah. So to keep it all the way poor, even at that time, my first ever apartment was that time by myself. I was 34, 35 to keep it pure.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get real sturdy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but anyway, when I did that day, they denied me. I had to get a co-signer and some shit, so I'm frustrated. Like, damn, Slim. And Slim made me go for the Hellcat. I was going to go Scat Pack. I was going to keep up. I'm like, fuck that. But that's him, though. That's what I'm saying. He applied
top,
that leap of
top
faith.
Of the level
top of
Mook.
The Mook yeah. And leap of faith. I'm like, nigga, I can't handle that motherfucker payment. Nigga, shit me. I want to save my money I'm getting. He like, nigga, you need a Hellcat. You get a buff of Scat Pack. They going to roast you. Embarrassing. Fuck it, let's go.
No,
like,
he said Scat Pack was embarrassing.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't, brother.
You said you get a Scat Pack. Lying. Come on, man. You man, got me a Hellcat.
No, I was telling him, like, you get the Hellcat because it has more of a cult following on YouTube.
That's true.
I love the Hellcat, so I knew what that was going to do,
right.
And I knew that for him and what he wanted,
right.
he want that glory, right? He want this, he want people not playing with him.
Yeah.
Go for Hellcat because they can't nobody fucking play with you but
right.
The
Hellcat. Yeah, on top of that, I never liked the Hellcat.
No,
barely,
he didn't.
Barely do to this day. That was strictly business.
I had a nigga come to a dealership with me one time and just sit in the motherfucker. He did not want to go.
I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm like, nigga, go get a Corvette. That shit look fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is like the mother nigga that work at fucking McDonald's got a Charger.
Yeah, because he said he'd rather have a Stingray over a Hellcat before he knew,
because,
obviously.
Yeah, before I knew, because that looked like a regular Charger that a nigga work at McDonald's got.
Yeah.
You paying $80,000
for
and
that.
This one costs $20,000. They look exactly the same.
Yeah,
it's like
little
shit, you know, that you got to know all this car with. Only motherfuckers know that is bitches that smoke Newports and motherfucking drink Mountain Dew all day, or you know what I'm saying, or another nigga. I need the bitches to know I'm in a Corvette. Look at me, baby.
Yeah.
I'm in something special.
Right.
I don't need to make a nigga understand I got a fast engine, so I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? But he always wanted a goddamn Hellcat, so he took me to the goddamn dealership.
Yeah.
And he like, man, this is the one. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, no, look at it. It's on the showroom floor. I'm like,
they roasted me too. I asked them to start it up. They wouldn't start it.
And we sitting there. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, this is like,
I'm like, no, you got to hear it because he kept roasting the shit.
But
I'm like, no, you
got to
hear it, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask somebody to start it. Hey, can you start the cover then? No. Oh, shit. Damn. All right. Then I guess we can't do nothing. So, yeah, that's funny.
But no,
that,
you
so,
yeah,
that
denied,
was one of the
man.
Storms, though.
I got denied.
Yeah, and not only did he get denied, I got denied even when I had my Honda for 2 or 3 years. That same Honda you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to get a Challenger. At the time, I didn't know the difference between all the trim levels, Scat Pack, GT, SXT, RT. I didn't know all this shit. So it was like, I just wanted a Challenger and that was it. And I'd have been cool. I wanted it was red interior, white with red stripes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? With the black with the black rims, with the red brake calipers. That's all I cared about. I didn't know shit about the engines or nothing. So it was like, I got denied. And through that 2-3 years of building up equity in myself, I learned the different levels through YouTube of these cars.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, so that's why my name is Tall Guy Car Views. It was because it was like, I'm tall, and when I watch people's videos, it's like, they're like 5'9", talking about how they fit in this car. What about a big, abnormally sized motherfucker like me, right? And then so if I'm watching you motherfuckers, I know there's other tall motherfuckers watching, so that's the tall guy part.
Yep.
And then the car views part is, it was like, I'm not an analytical dude. Just like I sat there and told you, I can admit to you, I didn't know all the different levels.
Yeah.
So it's like, once I finally learned it, I was like, damn, why would my motherfuckers don't talk about this shit in more simplistic terms instead of going all car brain shit?
Yeah.
And most of that shit fly out of your head, and then you feel stupid for not knowing. So what I did was I found a way to break this car shit down for people that were like us, normal niggas that just want to know and be entertained, and ain't super informative when you're learning about the shit. You
and
can be entertained.
Very important, like you said, you need a car history because you can have the credit and the money.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have that payment that you made before, remember we went to buy the Range Rover? They're like, hey, you need a history of having cars of this value to even get this loan.
Yes.
So you're right. So it's stepping stones.
So, but you can deny, though, what it would do is it would discourage the most.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you get told, no, you're man, fuck that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's embarrassing.
It happened numerous times. I call him, I slammed, they denied me. He like, nigga, you weren't supposed to get that car. I'm like, damn, I want that money. Like, nah, it's all right, bro. You're going to get something better.
And I tell him, God's timing.
Better.
Every time. I got the better or the best car for me at the time. It never failed. But and then on top of that, those fails, that like they say, it's not losses. Those are lessons. Every time you learn something.
Yeah.
Okay, I need what? This next time. I got you. I'll be back with that.
Boom.
It's like, it's a blessing. It hurt. But you're like, oh, now I know this, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we just applied it every single
time. But it hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, it hurt. It's embarrassing. God damn. You know what I'm saying? That shit hurt bad, man.
Yeah. Because
you got to go back to the drawing board. It's like, you think you about to go in and get some shit. Ain't nothing worse than that. You go in and think you about to get some shit, then the motherfucker tell you, nah, but we got a Honda over here for you. You went in and asked for a Hellcat.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, God damn. So that's how much of a difference I got to go from here to God. All this shit in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck that shit. And then you say it, fuck it initially, then you go home, and if you really want it, you're going to go back to the drawing board, you're going to say, fuck it, whatever it take, however much time it take, no matter the money, no matter nothing, I'm going to get this shit.
Facts.
And that's what you got to
do. Always came out with what we wanted.
Yeah.
So don't take those losses. Don't take that embarrassment. People use that as motivation and use that information to grow and go.
Facts.
Else.
I'll hit the super chats real quick. Salute to the guys and Tall Guy and Mr. Organic. Keep doing what y'all doing. That comes from the club.
Thank you, Professor Rich.
From
the
go
seed.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel, guys. Okay. And then what else? Anything else, Chris?
Nope, we're done.
All right, cool.
Okay. So question for you guys. How's dating been for you before the fame and after the YouTube, like, I would say, blow up?
I'll let you go, bro.
Yeah, this is definitely down my alley. Like I always said, and I keep standing on this, I always was that guy my whole life. I always had every girl I wanted. Always was the cool guy. I always had the baddest girl in the town, the school, the club. So that was what I thrived on. And then I was the king of downtown. And where that comes from is I used to go downtown, go to the clubs. I walk in free. I get all the love. And I don't spend a dime because I don't drink. So I didn't come in the club tricking and spending money and kissing ass. I came in with aura. I came in with respect. Mm-hmm. I came in with, you know what I'm saying, feng shui. And I worked my way to the top, and I ain't never spent a dime in no clubs ever in my life.
Bam.
And they parked my car in front of NBA niggas and all that. My shit right there in front of all of them, even before YouTube. So I've been that nigga, been having all these girls before YouTube. So you got to mind. And I never go on no dates. I barely even turn the TV on with a bitch when it comes to the crib. You know what I'm saying? They come in the house, I'm just like, boom, it's already game time. You know what I mean? So when I got the YouTube fame and I got money, it's the opposite for me. Mm. I went the backwards way. So it's like, this shit is harder for me. Because now women want you to take them on nice dates. They want trips. They want you to buy them bags. They want you to goddamn cater to them. And what you going to do? Because they can fuck a regular nigga just like they fuck you. But you got money, so you need to be doing more.
Facts.
But for me, my whole life, I never did nothing and got all that. Mm-hmm. So it's way more difficult for me. That's why I type settle down, got a woman like this. Easier for me, brother. Like me, I got to throw in the towel. And on top of that, you scared to death of any situation. Because the fall
me too,
of,
me too.
The fall the fall of death of every successful black man is going to be a woman.
Facts.
Yeah. We go to Tupac, we go to motherfucker, we go to Mike Tyson, we go to whoever. We keep going down the line, going to be some kind of altercation that really fucked them up.
And you're in L.A.
But
too,
there's
man.
Also some greats. There's Barack and there's Michelle. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's one out of
there's
million.
Some greats though, brother.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about. I'm just talking about
Empire. You're thinking like 300 type.
No. What I'm saying is not even that, because that is true. I'm talking about a person that's fucking a lot of bitches.
Yeah.
Right. You ain't gonna succeed. Yeah, fuck all that. You settle down. That's a blessing. You got a woman in the dead. I ain't saying it's a bad thing. I'm talking about a nigga out here want to fuck hoes. I'm gonna party and be the black Hugh Hefner. No nigga could do that. Look at all these niggas that you could name. I don't want to name no nigga name, but every single nigga that I hear slanging dick to these bitches, they in all type of controversy. And it's never going to fail.
They ain't going to name nobody. Yeah.
I ain't going to name nobody.
Leave the people wondering.
They know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of singing motherfuckers. But for real, you got it. So with me, it was 10 times more difficult for me with fame and money.
Yeah.
Because now they want to go on dates. I don't take nobody on dates. Now they want to buy them shit. What the fuck I like buying you something? I'm the nigga. You getting all the blessings even being around me to give you something.
What the fuck?
What the hell is going on? So this shit was like repulsive to me. So I had to throw in the towel and settle down and relax. So it was way more difficult now. Then I had a free fall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a grand slam.
You got a lot to lose now, bro. And another thing, too. Let's keep it a stack, bro. We live in a day and age now where, like, you know, I'm going to say me also because we're on YouTube, right? Because I think that's flagged. But anyway, like, these chicks out here coming with crazy allegations, bro.
Right.
Because they can say it and it not be true and people are going to believe them.
For sure.
Because a man is always guilty until proven innocent.
Man, you seen that fat bitch that was talking about Usher was fucking her and all that? She had a full press conference. God damn. Like, this is Usher here. What's going on?
Yo, tell him about the girl with the money. I came in the studio.
Which one? Oh, yeah. So we had this chick over, right? So I'll go down. Remember?
Wait, she stole
video,
y'all
right?
money. She stole y'all.
Oh, yeah.
She said y'all took money from her.
They saw a video. But, like, bro, it's crazy because, like, we had everything filmed. And this is for all you guys that are watching all 2,800 of you guys, by the way. Thank you so much. Like the goddamn video because I don't want to start there.
Like.
Hit that like button. But so the thing is, the scary thing is this. We got a studio here where we have, like, literally 9 cameras, right? All over the place, right? We even got a kick-out cam. This chick was being recorded in 1080p, right? Right? On stream. And she still had the audacity to say we stole money from her when everything was on camera. And on top of that, we were using our cell phones. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to the people in the back. You know, and we ended up recording everything on our cell phones too. And we recorded me putting her bag down. And then before our boy Trey, Pastor Trey out there, took her phone, took her bag and gave it to security to try to get her kicked out. We recorded the inside of it. Yeah. And this chick still went back and said, yo, these dudes stole $1,700 from me, which we did the math and figured it out. We made about $1,700 on Super Chat that day. And she tried to say, oh, we stole $1,700 from her. And then she tried to say we took it out of her purse. But
This is us recording everything as YouTubers.
As YouTubers.
And she still made the allegation. Yes. And the sad part is some simp paid her two bands.
Yeah.
On they believed her. Cash App or whatever.
Wow. They believed her.
Because they believed her. So they we live in a pussy, world now, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
It's just dangerous time to be a man with affluence because women know, bro, they can always pull that trump card of he did this to me or he stole from me or whatever. And simps are going to feel bad for them. And then they're going to pay them and give them money. So. It is what it is, man. So I get exactly where we're coming from.
Slim.
It's difficult.
Slim, for you, you've met someone, right? Yep. That's totally changed how you move. Mm-hmm. You definitely changed up. You kind of, I would say, evolved as a man. Tell us about how you met her and how that change made you say, you know what? She's the one.
Man, it's hard to even explain. It was just a feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, even my dog, this is my nigga. Mm-hmm. And he, right through the door, as soon as I met Jazz, it was like, love and Slim, y'all go subscribe if y'all want to tap in.
Legendary
but
channel.
As soon as I met her.
Hold on. I can do something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You mind coming on screen?
Thanks, y'all come say hi to the people, baby.
They got to see her, man.
Y'all come say hi, baby.
This is amazing, man.
Oh, man. Fresh put
on. She's top level fine.
This guy.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Yeah. Yep. It's amazing. I was right there the whole time, too.
It's going to make sense now.
Yeah. We get
enter okay. Jazz. Okay.
So cheers. Yeah, my bad.
Hold on.
Yeah, we can set it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
Okay.
We got Trey in the back with the mic. Like, we gonna do this? Shout out to our boy Trey, man.
There you go.
Maybe tomorrow, baby. Maybe I can get
on. No worries.
We'll see. You know what I'm saying?
So Slim is. Wait, and then you're about to get married too, right?
Yep.
So tell us what made you choose Jazz over everybody else and kind of like...
Maybe the guys could learn.
Yeah, exactly. Cause
oh, for sure.
We know that it's quality girls out there, but it's hard to find them sometimes. How to like vet them and know if she's the one.
Well, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like you could find the right people by just simply just going through life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I was in a 7-8 year relationship before I met Jazz. So going through that kind of built me to be what I am today with her and be able to appreciate and respect who she is.
Yeah.
Because had I met her too early, I would have fucked it up.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. So I think that's huge to be able to go through life, to be able to appreciate and understand. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. No, he was just going to get her a chair.
Yeah, a chair.
A chair.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she's
going to
go. Okay.
My baby out of here.
We don't want her to stay.
So I think that is huge. You know what I'm saying? Like God's divine order and timing is everything, right? So I feel like maybe had I met him while I was in prison, maybe me and him wouldn't have worked. We wouldn't have been cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was how everything happened in his time. I had to go through a certain set of things. I had to go through a certain level of friends. I had to, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe I wouldn't have appreciated him as a friend had I never had other friends who did me wrong or did me bogus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like to be able to go through that and then meet him is like it made me respect and value what we had as friends.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Same thing for Jazz, just on a different level. No homo, brother. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know what I mean?
I always use that same analogy too, so I get it.
So that's huge. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go through what I had to go through in life to be able to understand and appreciate and respect who she is and tap out to her greatness. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really tell you what feeling I had. It was just something totally so world renowned that I never felt in my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he knows me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even before, like, you know, even you see how I am now, I always try to express this, and we express this on our channel, Love & Slim. I never, ever pretend to be the good guy. I never try to be like, oh, I was this good guy this whole entire time, and then now, like, you know, here I found my soulmate. No, I was, you know, I wasn't always the ideal nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and to meet her, to be able to move accordingly right through the door was insane. Like, even him, he's seen it right away at the beginning. He was like, damn, bro, you moving different with her.
Yeah, because I was there. Because I went out there and stayed with him for like a month before I moved. I was trying to make my decision. He was like, man, just come out here for a week.
Yeah.
And I was out there for a week. Like, nigga, just stay a month, dude. Just stay. So I'm sleeping on the couch. And every night, they just going, doing shit, flying the helicopters. I was like, God damn. That's the most legendary shit I've ever seen in my life. You know, I'm talking about bouquet of flowers. That nigga, you buy that for your goddamn 20-year anniversary type shit.
Right,
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, this is some legendary shit. I'm just watching it every day. Like, and he just living through it. But go ahead, champ.
But it was really, like, appreciated, bro. It was, like, really, like, a feeling that I can't even tell you. It's just, like, she's just my soulmate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like, and I knew that. And God instantly put it on my brain. You know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, move right with this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly how it happened. So it was like after my last relationship ended, it was like people think I was in L.A. and I was just out there and I'm living. Nah, I was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like to meet her at that time.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, and no, because it was like I felt like I was still healing. You know what I'm saying? And I was still trying to work my way around certain things. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like her, God placing her on me, it was like, had he waited 6 months and then delivered her to me, maybe I might have been too far gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was perfect timing in that sense. But the time where it felt like it probably wasn't perfect time, because I tried to fight it at first. It was like, oh, yeah. I'm feeling these feelings, and then I'm feeling like, man, maybe I'm tripping. I just got out of a 7-year relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, don't niggas say, like, you supposed to be, like, free for a good long time and shit like this, and what the fuck is going on with me? You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I can't even lie to you and say that it wasn't scary to me, because I'm feeling things with her that I didn't feel ever in my life. I never wanted marriage. I never wanted kids. And now all of a sudden I meet her and I'm seeing things. Like, I had dreams, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? About this shit. So it's like, and I'm a sign follower, right? So I feel like when life is going right, it's because you're following God's signs. Like, if he plants a seed in you, it's up to you to water it and then watch the motherfucker grow, right? But for if you don't follow what God's giving you, I feel like that's when shit goes all bad. Mm-hmm. Right. And I feel like I learned that by going to prison, navigating my way through life like I have. You know what I'm saying? So when he puts something on my brain, or I start to feel myself being obsessive about something,
yeah,
I follow whatever I'm visioning, whatever I'm seeing, whatever I'm feeling, I follow it. So I followed it with her, and I felt like there was things that scared me too, being honest. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of things men don't talk about a lot of times. It's just actually really being scared. Like, I was scared because you got to think, I'm in L.A. Like, what the fuck was the odds I moved to L.A. and I find a woman that's finding a motherfucking that I can trust that ain't going to stain me later? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the odds of that shit?
Especially in L.A.
Got to be careful.
LA? Are you kidding me?
Got to be careful.
LA?
It's crazy. Yeah. Gotta
no
be careful.
Way. And I'm a Minnesota boy. I'm coming to L.A. Nah, you might be really good. You might be, you know what I'm saying? You might be trying to get me.
Damn
so
right.
You'd be scared about that. So it's like, I had to work through that emotion. That's why I said the timing didn't feel necessarily impeccable at that time, because I felt like I had to work through that in my brain and be okay with being vulnerable with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Powerful. Right.
Cool.
Strange. Yeah. Because I feel like most guys have to vet. And for example, if it's the first girl that you meet, bro, you don't know what's good and what's bad.
Right.
But since you've been through the storms, you've seen good and ugly, you know what? This is the one I can actually say, give a chance to, because you know what? It might work out.
Yeah. That's powerful. Do I let my fears and insecurities run me to the point where I run away the best woman that I've ever run across? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's never going to be a great time to just be head and heels over love. You know what I'm saying? And thinking and believing that you done found your soulmate. It's never going to be.
By the way, the chat saying that you found your Beyonce.
For real, somebody said
that? You found the Beyonce.
For sure.
All right.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Super chats?
I'll read the super chats real quick. Okay, so we got David K. Trust in God, move with a purpose. Thank you so much, David. So what are two things you guys would say people need to be successful?
I say passion and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Work ethic, if I could throw in three, that'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Your work ethic is everything, but consistency, you can't have consistency without work ethic.
Bam.
So I would say consistency and passion.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to work with the consistency if you ain't passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah, that's pure facts. For me, what I always thrived on and what got me to my plateau is just believing in myself like I believe in God. That same energy, that same faith I put in God, I put into myself every single day. The same prayers I give to him, I chase those prayers down every day. I don't wait for them to fall upon my head. I chase them and try to jump to them and meet them in the middle. So believe in yourself like you believe in God. And the last but not least, the most important thing, coming from a young old nigga, 39 years of age, didn't have his first apartment till he was 34, didn't have his first car in his name till he was 34 years old, and I'm 39 now, is just never give up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The ones that made it, they never gave up and they never gave a fuck. That's what you need right there. That fucking button. Never give up and believe in yourself like you believe in God. That same energy you praying that you get that job, that same energy you praying you get that woman, put that in your fucking self, nigga, and go get it and die about it or kill about it. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna happen. That's it.
Bang bang. Powerful. Right there, man. That's all facts right there.
Yo.
Guys, like the goddamn video, man.
Facts.
How many likes are we up to, guys, right now?
Let's say we had 1.9.
Guys, get us to 2K at least.
Super chats?
All right, 2K at least.
Any closing thoughts?
Okay. Fresh, can you read that? I can't see it.
Okay, Mick, $20 says, big Gargoyle gang,
big
and G-Squad in the
gang.
Building.
The gang,
talk to you,
gang.
Mick. Thank you, brother.
All right, we good.
Cool. Okay, where can people find y'all, man? Because y'all drop a lot of gems here. So I can't imagine the vlogs that y'all do now with the gems, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mr. Organic, YouTube is Mr. underscore Organic. Make sure the organic with a K. You know, the K stands for kill. You kill people with your freshness. You kill people with your realness. You kill people with your growth. You kill people with your responsibilities. You kill people with your grind. That's what the K is for. And same thing, Instagram, Mr. Organic is just one word, of course, with the K at the end. You know, get my books off Amazon. I wrote two books. One book, How to Be an Entrepreneur and YouTuber. I'm a millionaire. Man, I ain't got a million subs. Nigga, find another. On top of that, I wrote a book on financial freedom, know about cryptocurrency, know about insurance policies, know about investments, RO, there's everything you need to know about money and get your financial freedom. That's my purpose on this earth, is to get that to my people, is them to believe in themselves so much so they can be free and put it all on line to shine. Mr. Organic, that's me.
Can you tell them how much cars you own and what cars you own real
yeah,
quick?
Oh, yeah, let's get back to that.
Cars.
Look at the pinky, man. That's a Cartier, by the way. This is my baby watch. You know what I'm saying? The big, come on, big bracelet, man. All this shit is sturdy, too, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Don't get your life confiscated fucking with me. But the cars I got right now, man, I got a Rolls Royce Wraith, all custom to a T, nothing like it, the best one in the world by far, ain't no comparisons at all, because there ain't no competition. I got a 728 McLaren, doors go up with an extra little extra meat on top of the forehead, you know what I'm saying? I have the AMG GT, the coupe, I got that too, that's the Mercedes Benz. On top of that, I got the 488 Spider, not 58. Not the GTB, whatever the fuck that is. I got the Spider, man. That costs you an extra $100,000 just for that top to come off. I also got the 4x4 G-Wagon squared. Not a G-Wagon, not the baby mama mobile. Just the big daddy mobile, okay? And it's the motherfucking Green Beam, that one out of 20 in America. Yeah, that's the whips I do have right now. I had a super stock Hellcat, gave it to my brother. I did have a Hellcat Charger, gave it to my girl. Shout out to Champ. Three of them to God. And I got a Malibu estate, nigga. Let's get all that. Yeah. Great.
Boom.
Fuck going
damn,
on,
damn, son. Where'd you find
nigga?
This?
Coming yeah. from nothing to that. That's yeah. crazy,
and,
bro.
And did that, nigga. Like I said, I had my first car and my name 34. I had my first apartment at 34. I'm 39 now. Look what I got, nigga. I never gave up. Look at me. Y'all can do this, too. Don't get it fucked up, Mr. Scrooge. Don't take my confidence as anything. People think, oh, he's not cocky, confident. Actually, you're wrong again, bitch. I'm just factual. I'm just factual. I'm 6'6", 230. Sturdy, I'm a genius. I look good. Look at my skin texture. It ain't my fault. You know what I'm saying? These are facts of life. Mm-hmm. I am 6'6". I'm a 98 percentile motherfucker on my height alone. I'm cock diesel. I bench press over goddamn 300 pounds. That's, come on, man. Niggas ain't doing all that. I got 360 windmill right now. I'm 39. Niggas ain't doing that. I rap. Make sure you stream the music. I do everything, man. I'm just one of the ones. It ain't no competition. I just know what I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm not better than nobody. I'm just me. That's it. I ain't trying to be better than nobody. Don't take it that way, because I'm not thinking about you. How dare you put yourself in competition with me? The fuck were you thinking? You know what I'm saying? The God, man.
Yeah, what's up, brother? What's up? All right, tall guy.
Hey, can I just say this right, real quick? So for all the people out there in the world, I always like to let people know whatever it is that they're going through is normal, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the daily grind of anything, right? So before I tell everybody where they can find me and my beautiful soon-to-be wife, you know what I'm saying? Just let everybody know, like, because even talking with y'all kind of like worked up my spirits to where I'm even talking about something like this. Mm-hmm. So when you're going through your grind, right, and you're going through everything you're going through in life, sometimes we ask God all the time, like, why? Why are we going through this? Or why are we doing this? Or why is this? Or damn, I feel like it's over. I feel like this. Or I feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of appreciating some of the bullshit that we're going through, because that bullshit is eventually going to fertilize and give us everything that we've ever wanted. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made me just think about my baby. You know what I'm saying? Just everything that we've ever been through in life that's gotten me to this point has set me up for her, has set me up to be with my dog, shining the way he's shining, and everybody else on my team to be able to do what we're doing, to even be on a platform like this with y'all, to even be having these conversations. So really, was my life all really ever that bad on the shit I was going through when I was going through it?
Nope.
Nah.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
It was worth it.
So I want to tell everybody out there in the world, man, whatever it is you're going through, no matter how bad it may be, no matter how fucked up it is, no matter what you're questioning, no matter how unideal it is,
mm-hmm.
keep going, because eventually you're going to be on your platform and you're going to be sharing your shit and you're going to be telling people stuff like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to give people the feel that they need to be able to get through the bullshit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
But to find me and my fiance, you go to Love & Slim, subscribe. You could follow us on Instagram at Love & Slim. You can follow my beautiful, I know that she finding the motherfucker. I know people want to know where her Instagram is. It's Love JJP, LUVJJP. For all the motherfuckers that want to go
chat
over
knows,
here and
chat
drop the jewel in the emojis. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say? What'd you say, Chris?
No, the chat knows. It's like, yo, who's, oh, she's, oh, she has one male on IG?
Oh yeah, they gonna party quick. You know what I'm saying? She ain't hard to find. She's shining like new money.
All the links are gonna be below, guys. I got all their the YouTubes, Instagram, social medias, all that stuff down below in the description. So
and then one last thing, yo, Trey. Without you, this wouldn't be possible, bro. So anything you want to talk to Tall Guy and Organic on the air? Anything you want to say?
No, I just want to thank him for dropping all the gibberish throughout this podcast. Got man. To. It's definitely much, much appreciated, man, because almost every video you get the game. If you listen tightly and you listen closely, and both of the videos, if you see past everything, you can tell they really have that true passion for helping people, man. And that everybody don't have that, man. They want everybody to eat. They always link everybody in the description.
Facts.
There's not we noticed that you guys do that. They always shout out from the small YouTubers to the big. So I respect the grind. I respect the hustle. Keep doing it. Y'all my motivation. Y'all got me through the pandemic last year. A lot of just watching y'all videos. And that energy is contagious. It comes off the screen. You guys have no idea. That energy comes off the screen. And amazing, man. Top of the move, man. It's legendary. I'm happy you guys podcast, out here, too, man.
Make sure we shout that out.
Top of the move podcast. Hey, bro, we appreciate you, my nigga.
For sure. We appreciate you, Trey.
Yeah, Trey's a big part
of how the worlds even came together to even all sync us up together to even be able to have this. To you know what I'm saying? Because this is a blessing for us to be on y'all platform. Just as like, you know, vice versa.
This is going to be the biggest one in the game.
Yeah, y'all killed this shit, man. So keep doing y'all shit. And shout out to you, champ. You know what I'm saying? My nigga. You know what I mean?
Thank you, bro. Trust me, we noticed that because, like, there's other YouTubers that, like, they won't even give us credit or, you know, tag us in their joint. I'm going to
say no names.
But you guys do that for everybody, no matter how small they are. You guys shout them out and you put their stuff in the description, man. You guys aren't like here to, you know, just, I'm gonna, you know, hoard all the clout. Like, you ain't getting nothing. We ain't helping you. You guys be putting other people on too, man. So
that shit is petty, man. That shit ain't gonna get you nowhere in life, man. If you bless in this position to get somebody else some shine, then why not do it? You know what I'm saying? Because especially for me, because my dog allowed me to shine. Like, no one could ever move the way we move. You ain't never seen niggas come up like this. Both, I got all these Lambos. He got Lambos. I got Ferraris and all this shit. Nobody did it together from the seed. Nigga didn't go from a CTS, you know what I'm saying, used Cadillac, and he from a Honda to Lambos and big-ass mansions in California like that. Show me two motherfuckers that did that and still stand strong with each other shoulder to shoulder. It never been done. So we could do it with each other. We want to pass that on to others. It's enough for everybody to eat, man. And like they say, crabs in a barrel. That way they call niggas. We pulling each other down, but that's not our natural habitat. Me and my dog, we king crabs. We in the ocean swimming, doing what we want. There's enough room for everybody. And like I said, there ain't no competition over here, man. Why would you compete?
But people used to always say that, though. And I told you, I had a long conversation with Fresh and Trey about that the other day. You know what I'm saying? People from the beginning always was like, hey, man, you got to get him about your shit. You know what I'm saying? He trying to take your shine or whatever. And remember how I just told you about God signs? Yeah. When guys put something on me, I'm going to follow it. You know what I'm saying? To my best ability. I fucked up a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? But to my best ability, I'm going to follow. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I always had God signs. The guy was like, I felt like I was always a testament of God's work. So I felt like, how could this nigga take anything that God got set for me?
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he winning, I'm winning.
That's what he always said from the beginning. Like, even though his shit was still way bigger than mine's, and he always thought from the beginning, he like, nigga, you are built for this. You're going to go crazy. I'm telling you, just get on the fucking camera and go. You're going to be the biggest nigga in the game. So the whole time, he always thought I was going to be the biggest, even though he is. It don't even matter. We never cared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We still don't give a fuck.
Because you're a unit.
Yeah.
If he wins, you win.
All you got to do is anytime I get a car, anytime he get a car, anytime we do anything, just look at our faces, look at our expression, look how we talk, look how we look at each other and what we done did. We happy for each other than we are for ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we know where we came from. And we know what we talked about in the beginning. We know them fucking road trips. We pay for our own tours. We know about them torches, me and my man. We know this motherfucking nigga pulled a gun on us. I fucking had to run, fight for my life. This nigga ran and came back for me. You know what I'm saying? That was me and him. Nobody else could do that shit.
Right.
Don't worry, man. We're up next for our
we're coming up next.
Yep. So, Lambos and Ferraris. That's what's next, man.
They said don't buy a Huracan, buy a Aventador.
Yeah, if you get a Huracan, everybody roasted, man. The doors don't go up. Stop finagling. Only goddamn finagling ass niggas drive Huracans in this park. Unless you like a real like speed racing motherfucker and you want to just be comfortable in it. If you're doing Prefermontes and you want Evos and shit, I get that because you on some car brain shit.
Right.
But you on some nigga I'm trying to stunt?
Yeah.
Nigga, you got to get a Ventador, nigga. Don't sell yourself short. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that.
You know what but you blessed if you got an Urgot, brother.
Hell yeah, you is. Blessed. Hell yeah, you is. But we know the game. Like, right. You know, I want a Maserati, motherfucker. I want me an
i8. Yeah, yeah.
I was the nigga that did that time. Yeah. I wanted them shits. I know what they do. The bitches going to see in the panties moist. But you know you're cheating the game.
Yes, yes.
You know in your heart. You look in the mirror. Like, I wanted to get that 480, 458. I wanted to California. I was going to cut them real short.
Oh,
I was going to California.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah!
Oh, no,
I was gonna do it,
California.
But I looked at it. I said I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
California.
I said okay, I'm gonna go 58. Slim said no, nigga, don't get the 58. I said goddamn, I'm gonna go 88. Get the spider. You gotta get the spider. I said fuck it, let's go spider. 270, bitch.
Yo, man, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. This is really entertaining. This is fantastic.
For real, we have three chats. I'm gonna read the chats.
Real quick, I'll read these super chats. HCX at large, all you $10, all you guys are the truth, Mr. Organic. What does three of them mean?
People always know what three of them. I'll break it down real quick. 3Bs was my original nickname and name. People used to call me 3Bs to stand for Big Bone the Boss. That was just something people used to call me. They used to call me Bone because I used to play basketball. So I always break.
That was what I always known him as,
yeah,
Bone.
I used to break people's ankles and knees. Like even in college, my dog James, they used to call me J Moves because I always make a move before I shoot. I always was a weakly motherfucker. So they used to call me Bone. And then everything has an acronym. Bone stands for ball or nothing else. That's how I live my life. Mm. I want a ball. I want to have a ball. And so I was like, I was ahead of the time. Now everybody was saying big and shit now. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be big. Everybody's going little. So I wanted to be Big Bone. And it was Big Bone the Boss. So it was like 3Bs. People were like, Big Bone the Boss. I'm like, yeah, 3Bs, three of them. Three of them. And then people just kept saying, three of them. I'm like, yeah, three of them, nigga. So then I changed three of them to something. Three of them means mind, body, and soul, all chasing goals, all chasing greatness. You got all three of those aligned, you can't go wrong. So when I say three of them, that's when I'm on my shit. Three of them, that's when I can't be fucked with. That's when my mind, body, and soul is all right. When that's all right, that's when that money right. The God. Three of them.
There you go, man.
Love it, man. 7 degrees, $20. I don't donate on Twitch. I don't tip the pizza man, but I stay super chatting fresh and fit because I love you guys, man. This podcast changed my life. Man, keep it up, fellas. Thank you so much,
man,
bro.
For real, man.
And then the Savvy BG Show, $10. YouTuber with 300K followers, thriving business, recently separated wife. Couldn't take that I am ambitious and left 9 to 5 and chasing my passions. Any suggestions on how to have fun now?
Fuck,
get out
pussy,
there and
man.
Date chick, man.
Yeah,
date
bro.
Chicks,
bro.
Raw, come in pussy, get playing bees. Eat ass, like this.
God damn.
I love it, man.
Oh, man.
And then LMMO come, $20 support. Super. Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate that.
All right, guys.
All right, good.
Guys, thank you so much. We're going to close the show here.
We have another show right after this one.
Yeah.
Late night with some ladies and organic.
Yeah.
And I know he got to go.
Yeah.
But, also, guys, follow us on Twitch. Please do me one favor. Get us on Twitch. It's twitch.com/freshandfitpodcast. It's going to be lit, bro. Check it out. It's going to be lit.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, man. We'll catch you guys in a little bit, man. We're going to do a back to back. So,
back to
peace.
Back.
Peace.